From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Jean-Pierre Chembry is a spokesman for the European Asylum Support Office.
So every individual, every case is different, okay? Because everyone has specific things which needs to be looked into. So that's why I want to highlight that this will not be a blanket decision to send everyone back.
Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. The odds of a unity government taking hold in Libya got smaller Wednesday when the current Tripoli-based administration backed down from its promise to give up power. The National Salvation Government ordered security forces to stay on the job and continue protecting the administration. It also said it would hold the new unity government responsible for any violations of its security. Tripoli-based authorities said Tuesday they were disbanding their government and that its prime minister, parliament, and ministry chiefs were all stepping down. But it now says the new UN-brokered unity government violates Libyan sovereignty. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not say from what country. This is VOA News.